Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl PK, and today I have my first guest of 2024, which is I Am Gotta Have Cake, Miss Monique Melinder. I hope I said that right, because I'm always afraid I'm going to mess it up, but thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you, and what an honor to be your first guest of 2024. Thank you so much.
What people don't know is this is our second time doing this because I didn't hit the record button, and she was just going, and then I looked up and I was like, you know what? Okay. So yeah, we're back.
It's all good. It's all okay. It happens.
It does. But yes, Monique, tell us. Well, first, let me explain. I said this on the first time we did this. I was gravitated towards you first. I noticed my cake husband, Jeremy, had been posting your course and he mentioned you to me. And then now I refer my students that take my online classes or in my coaching program to take your online photography class. So we're going to start from the beginning and you tell me how you got into all of this with, obviously you were making cakes because you're in the community and then you segued into photography. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, definitely. Well, first, thank you for referring some students to me. I really, really appreciate it. So I started watching my grandmother. Most people can relate to this story. Mm-hmm. Kitchen with grandma. We see grandma, you know, she didn't have the KitchenAid mixers. This, her hand, her whisk and a bowl was it. No measuring cups, just eyeballing it. So I was always in awe by watching my grandmother in the kitchen. She's whipping up cakes. In Daytona, Florida, she was known as the cake lady. So anybody wanted cakes, she would like definitely do the cakes. Just Southern style cakes, no type of stuff, just really tasting good Southern type cakes. Fast forward, I became a legitimate business in 2016 in honor of my grandmother. Right before she passed, I was a sophomore in college and she was like, you know, I want you to come down and get my recipe book of cakes. I'm like, okay, well, okay, sure. She's like, well, you need to come down, you know, as soon as possible. So I go down there and get the book from her and she's like, go ahead and hurry up and try these recipes. I mean, she was in a nursing home and I didn't think nothing about it. Like what was the urgency? 2 weeks later she passed and I said, you know, well, I questioned, you know, well, why I didn't get a chance to try these recipes. And it's like, the only thing I kept hearing is because she wanted you to try them, ask her any questions before it was time. Didn't know. But to this day, I still have my grandmother's recipes. I hold them near and dear to my heart. 2016, I became the legitimate business. In between then, you know, trying her recipes out, didn't really taste like grandma's. I don't know what grandma's got the special touch. I don't know. They were still good cakes, but it just didn't have that special love that grandma pours into them. So in 2016, I became, my business was Minnie Maggie's Desserts. Maggie was my grandmother. And so I said Minnie because I'm the mini version of her when I'm making cakes. And so in her honor, I created Minnie Maggie's Desserts. The cakes taste amazing. So, I practiced on the texture mm-hmm. and the flavor of the cakes first. And then I gradually got into the whole decorative aspect of it and took pride in my work. But my pictures didn't show that. So I would, you know, get new clientele. So I'll taste your cake at such and such birthday party. Do you have a website? I'm like, I don't have a website. Well, do you have pictures? I'm like, sure. Yeah, I got tons of pictures. And I'm like flipping through my phone. And I'm like, wait a minute, I do. And I can't use that. I'm thinking to myself, oh God, that shit is ugly. I said, okay, I can't do that. Excuse my language. But then I was like, okay, I do have pictures. And I'm like, here you go. You want to see this picture? Like covering my eyes in shame. And I was like, now I took photography in high school. Okay. And in college, some college courses. There's no reason why I can't take time to make my photos look better. I mean, because at the end of the day, this is a new client. She wants to see my work. And all I have is hideous photos on a countertop with stuff in the backdrop, in the refrigerator, in the box. I've been there. I used to do that. So then COVID, fast forward to 2020, when COVID happened, I stopped taking orders. Everything changed. Everything for everybody changed when COVID happened. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, I'm a full-time employee, but my passion is still with baking and photography. And from 2016 to 2020, I did gradually improve on my photography to where people would ask me, you know, who takes your photos? I'm like, well, I do. And I was like, well, what are you using? And I was doing a mixture between smartphone and my digital camera in the back. And so I say, well, 2020 happened. This is a perfect time to pivot. I'm like, God, is it time? Like, what should I be doing? I'm definitely not doing any orders right now. And so from like March 2020 to like October, I battled back and forth with God. I was like, nah, people don't want to learn from me. Like, they know me as the cake person, not really photography. But hey, are you going to trust me? Just do it. And so I got the outline of the course. I recorded the course. And here we are today. I had quite a few great people to enroll for it to be my first time launching my first product. So that's how I came about doing the dessert photography course.
Well, when we started this at first, I like how you mentioned you do teach people to use what they have. I mean, I think, like I said, you shouldn't have a really a hideous picture or just no pictures of your work anyways, because phones are so great these days. I also think it's important, like you said, you have an you have expensive lenses, but that's not how you started. And I think that's in any business, like cake business, you use what you have.
Yeah.
And then as you grow, you realize what tools you need to help you, you know, enhance your work. And of course, over time, you're going to collect those things and you're going to invest and pay more, more money.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's a good point, Portia. In the dessert photography course, I teach you how to use what you have. The course is taught using your smartphone. Like I mentioned before, I have digital camera because now I take client work. So clients would send me their products. And I'll just take the pictures, you know, on their behalf and charge a fee. But although I have the expensive stuff, that's not how I started. I started with a smartphone. And this is a tool that's really accessible for everyone. And these cameras are just as good as the digital camera. Not the best like the digital camera, but it is good if you know how to use it properly. Most important thing, too, is not only taking the photo, but you got to go the extra step in post-production with the editing. Editing can really make your photos pop, right? And so in the course, I show you, I'm literally using my dining room table chair, a tabletop that I got from IKEA, and a foam board. I'm teaching you the basics. That's it. And then as you grow and as you get comfortable with your smartphone, as you get comfortable with what type of surfaces or backdrops that you like to use in your photos, do you like to stage your photos or do you just like plain and simple cake stand in the cake? So once you figure out that type of aesthetics for your brand, then you could venture out and buy more expensive things such as more expensive backdrops or props that you always going to use for your products and stuff like that. But first, start off basic. Learn the basics on how to take photos of your desserts using your smartphone.
Well, you know, we didn't have, you know, when I started, like surfaces and all of that. We weren't thinking of poster board. I would drape a black towel behind. And then I would let it kind of curve like this. So it would have the backdrop. And then I would sit my cake down on the long, on the part at the end. And that's how I would take all my pictures.
Absolutely.
I would put the towel on my couch and let it run down and then. And then I would edit it and saturate the back. So it looked like a smooth back, black background. I mean, there's just no reason.
There's no reason
to this day.
And that was creative thinking. I teach that too. I had a post and I might just need to repost it. I have a bar stool that has this pretty pleated white puffs all in the bar stool. And I literally took, of course, you want to put something on the seat of the chair. So I put a foam board on this on the surface, a little cake stand and then a cake. No one could tell that was a bar stool chair. So creative.
I have used cakes. Let me tell you what type of cake where I normally get my cake stands in the gardening section of Walmart or Lowe's, because I feel like it doesn't always have to be a precise cake stand. Like there's so many pieces of art you can use to enhance. Just takes it up a notch. And some people are always like, well, I'm not creative. It's not about that. The other thing I want to tap into is I'm not someone who likes pictures. I feel like you don't always have to have your cake pictures head on. I think it's important to take angles. I think it's important to take pictures of details because you don't always have to post top to bottom, bottom to top. Oh. I think it's important to kind of get in there and get the details so you have something to post later on. I don't know if that's how you feel.
Absolutely, Portia. And I actually teach that. It's called what I like to call it building the scene. Say, for example, if I had like a cake or just a plain cupcake or something, strawberries, whatever it is that you're taking a photo of. Think of all of the possibilities, all of the different occasions throughout the years that you can use that same photo, but make it look different for each time. And so I always use this example. I took a picture and I did a demonstration in the course with Oreo cupcakes. And so the first thing I did was just the backdrop and then the Oreo cupcakes. That's one picture. And then I did one single cupcake and then I added more cupcakes and took a picture. That's mm-hmm. the second picture. And then I crumbled some Oreo crumbles on the surface. That's a third image. And then I put each of the cupcakes on the cake stand. That's a fourth image. And then I add whole Oreo cookies around the scene. That's the fifth image. And then I did a glass of milk in the background. That's six different images, all at different angles as well. Keep in mind, different angles as well. So you just don't, and I always say this irks me. When I see people snap, 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 snap. Okay, what are you snapping? And have you looked to see if you need to modify some stuff on there? Like people say, I got like 1,000 photos in my camera. And I'm looking at, and all these 1,000 photos are the same image. Why? I always say, snap the image, look at the picture, see, oh, this is kind of out of place. Let me readjust and then snap mm-hmm. the picture again. Guarantee you get less images or less pictures in your phone if you actually take time to look to see what needs to be readjusted.
Yeah, I mean, and that takes practice. Like, get in there and take pictures to see what you like. I mean, you know, there's different type of style photos. It's mm-hmm. just like anything else. I think that's important because really, like you just explained, you're taking a picture of the same product. You're just adding a few things around it. I think people feel like they have to have natural light. They feel like they have to have all these things.
Yeah.
And you don't. You literally... You don't, you just need to do it. And I'm with you about that. I'm not someone, you can ask anyone that knows me. I don't keep stuff in my phone. I don't like that. I don't like having unread emails. If I have a picture, it goes in a folder on my phone.
That's perfect.
I can't live my life in chaos on my phone like that. It drives me insane.
Yes. Yeah, that's a thing too. A lot of people just are afraid that, you know, if the picture comes out, it's going to come out ugly. I said, you know, well, it's going to have to come out ugly in the beginning. Everyone starts out rough in the beginning, but as you practice, like Portia said, as you practice and learn the different compositions, meaning straight on shot, a 45 degree angle shot where you can see the top of the cake or top of the product mm-hmm. and the sides at the same time, or flat lay where you just see the top. You have to practice those different type of compositions in order to improve. And it's going to look ugly. If I can scroll back to some of my beginning photos and I'm like, ooh, but just like anything, regardless if it's personal life, business life, whatever it is, you just have to start, make messy mistakes, improve as you go. And that's with anything. Yeah.
That is with anything. I think people do have to understand it's not just, like I said, it's not just about the decorating. Taking a picture is just like sending an invoice. It's part of your business.
Yeah.
You're just like we take pictures of ourselves, selfies, and everybody says face card. Your cake is your face card. Okay. I tell people all the time that take my class, why would you don't order food from Uber Eats. And their food is in a to-go container. It's not appealing. It's not appetizing. That's why you see it plated. So it looks good to you. You can imagine eating it at home on a plate. Mm-hmm. So the fact that people think putting their cake in a box and that looks good, it doesn't.
Yeah, especially with the a luxury. Your name has luxury something in it. If it's luxury,
custom.
Yep, everything has to flow with the name. You can't say, you know, you have, and the cakes are beautiful, but it's a huge distraction where I see it is taken in the cake box, because that tells me two things. Number one, you're not taking time to properly plan for your luxury cake business. And number two, either you're rushing towards the end just to get the cake out. So I got to get a quick picture of it, which is fine. You can do your box photo cake, but do not post that on your website. Do not post that on your social media. Send it to Nikki and Keisha and them, or whomever. Send it to them. Yeah. Let them see it, but do not post that as the representation of your work, because your photos are worth a thousand words. The cliche, but it's the truth. Especially if you're charging upward money for it. You're charging luxury prices. You have a luxury cake. The taste is exquisite, but your photos just fall apart. It just falls. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Well, it doesn't connect. And I mean, you can have a beautiful website. You can have a beautiful page. And I think that's one thing there are a lot of people who have beautiful photos. I mean, they just do. And their page aesthetically, that's all it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I find it boring.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's no personality. But some people don't care that, you know, that they're not there for that. They're not selling themselves in that way. They're selling themselves in another way.
Right.
So one thing I was doing when I did the coaching program was I told people their end assignment was to get professional photos of themselves, headshots. And I'm like, get your hair done. Get your makeup done. This can go on all your business stuff on your website. Why do you think that people are afraid to get pictures done of themselves? I don't understand it. For your business.
For your own business, yep. I want to say probably, honestly, a lack of confidence, because you have all of these beautiful supermodels and all this stuff on social media that you see, but not really being confident in yourself. You are the representation of your brand, regardless of how you think you may look. People want to see who's behind the brand.
Yes.
And so it's important. Even I have a branding photographer. Can I shoot my own photos? Probably, yes. I wouldn't want to do that. My branding photographer, she's in Orlando. And same thing, Portia, I got my hair done, got my makeup professionally done. With the branding photo, you want to make sure okay, so the realistic thing is you want professional photos of all of your products, right? But not all the time. You can't go and hire for each and every cake that you produce. You can't go hire professionals to take every single photo. So that's when you come in. But your top sellers, you better be taking that to your branding shoot. Take personality shots. Let people see who you are through your imagery, through your branding photos. So if I specialize in wedding cakes and I want my customers to see that in your professional branding shoot, take a wedding cake with you. Have them to do different angles and different photos of that wedding cake. Have you in the picture with the wedding cake. Anything that's going to tell a first-time person, if they come across your feed or if they come across your website, they immediately know what you specialize without you saying anything.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of people, and it shouldn't be this way, where you don't like how you look. I feel like a lot of people don't do it. And I tell people all the time, that 20 pounds ain't coming off in 2 weeks. I mean, it's just not. You have to embrace the now, just like you are in your business. Like, this is where you're at. Yep. This is how it looks. This is how you shouldn't feel that way.
Absolutely.
About how you look. I don't care what size you are. You should just, this is where you're at. But people do want to see, they want to see your work. They want to see you. And I think that's what's important is I've had some students, all they have are selfies on their Instagram page. And then they turn around, oh, I'm not getting any business. We haven't taken any pictures of your work. We haven't seen anything.
And I want to say real quick, Portia, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I said early in the interview that I was hesitant from March 2020 to October. And the reason was because of confidence. I knew that if I wanted to become a digital, have a digital product to sell with the online course, I need to show up. But my thing that I was afraid of, a lot of people don't know this, I have scoliosis. Okay. And so I have a hole and I have a Harrington rod on my entire spine. And so sometimes I might catch myself leaning to the side and have to, oh, I got to correct myself, you know, but I was afraid that people would notice that I have a slight curve. And then I noticed that, what if people have something negative to say about me? How am I going to react? Because I'm really, it takes a lot to push my buttons, but when they're pushed, move. Okay. But I let a lot of things slide, mm-hmm. right? I don't let a lot of things bother me. So I had to teach myself that, you know, I'm afraid, what if somebody got something to say negative about me or about the way I teach or about the way I talk, because I have a Southern twang sometimes. But I prayed about it. And I said, well, you know what? It's not what if, it's when they will do it. They're going to do it. And so I have to be confident that, okay, Monique, everyone is not going to be your friend on social media. Everyone is not going to like the way you talk. They're not going to like the way you look. They might pick at your back or whatever. I have to get over that and just be confident in myself, knowing that I'm doing a higher purpose and I have a reason for what I'm doing. And that's just to help people. So once I got over that hurdle and put in my mind that don't think that it's going to happen, it is going to happen. And when it happens, ignore. I mean, I'm expecting. So my expectation was to still help people, but I had that small expectation that people are going to talk. And once I got over that, if people talk, I already knew that was going to happen. Next.
Well, I don't know. You know, a lot of people don't like me. That's fine. Okay. I don't know any of them. Mm-hmm. And some of them I do know. Mm-hmm. Some of them I know why they don't like me. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I don't know why they don't like me. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I know what happened. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's plenty of screenshots of everyone has had their work or themselves screenshotted and sent to a group of friends. You just don't know about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why people are so focused on what other people say that you don't know. I mean, what's sad is we immediately think people are talking about us in a negative way instead of a positive way. They really could be taking a screenshot and be saying, this is the shoot that I want. Mm-hmm. I want to look like this. I want my setup to look like this. Mm-hmm. I like her outfit. It's like we automatically go to, well, what if people talk about me? Yeah, what if they talk about you in a good way? It doesn't have to be a negative way. I mean, and I also understand it because it's not just about taking the pictures. It is taking a picture of your work. And I know that's personal for a lot of people. You know, there is a distinction. I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like there's a distinction between Portia and Portia Kimball on social media. I mean, I am the same person. Yes. But if you know me personally, you know, I'm funny and stuff like that, but I'm very humble. I'm very genuine. I'm a good friend. I'm going to give you more than the shirt off my back if you need it. But those are things that people don't know on social media. Like, I love your story about your grandmother. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, did you feel some type of way once she passed away? Like, I didn't make these. Did you feel any guilt?
I did. I absolutely did. Because I feel that she was trying to tell me to continue. Like I said, I was watching her doing the cakes and I was doing cakes as well, but not legally until 2016. So I felt that she wanted me to perfect her actual recipe.
Yeah.
And continue with her recipes. And I didn't.
How intentional, when you look at that she was being to you, it's like she already knew. And she's telling you, I mean, I think that is such a powerful story, for someone to tell you, okay, go do this. And you're just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, not like that. I mean, I'm not saying you didn't care, but to look back at the time and be like, that was the message.
That was the message. And it tore me up. And in my mind, I'm thinking, and it showed, you know, you can really talk yourself into a situation and make it a reality. Yeah. In my mind, I'm thinking, there's no way I can make bait like my grandma. She has a special touch. She doesn't use any equipment or anything. And because I fed myself that in my mind, I birthed it. So when I was trying to do her recipes, it didn't taste like grandma's because I had already put that seed out there that my recipes will never taste like hers. So I have to be very intentional. And it's so hard and it's so easy to believe a lie and a negative than it is to believe anything positive. It's so easy to fall victim of a negative thing. it hurt because now I will never be able to taste anything that tastes like hers, you know, quote unquote, like her dessert. So,
well, like you said, you had to make it your own. I don't think it was meant to keep tasting like hers. I think really the message was, I just want you to just try it. I don't think she wanted you to mimic it. I think she just genuinely wanted you to just bake her stuff. I don't think it was anything more than that. Well, you know, my grandma doesn't like to share, so
I know
she doesn't want to share. She doesn't want to tell you the details. At Christmas, I made this German chocolate or German sweet chocolate pie. She's the one that gave me the recipe, but it didn't have some details were missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her. I said, how long do I bake it and what do I bake it on? Because I'm not a pie person. I don't bake pies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I said, you're the one that gave me this. What are you talking about? Well, I guess just $3.50 for 30 minutes. I don't know. So, of course, I started digging some more. I actually found it in the recipe book. I said, never mind. I found it. I told my mom, I said, what was that about? She gave me the recipe. She didn't want to give me the recipe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Which is strange to me.
She was like,
I don't understand.
I can tell you everything now.
There's other grandmas out there like this. There has to be.
She's like, no, I can't give you everything, Portia.
Well, and I'm going to say something about going back about taking pictures. So I recently had my pictures redone. I like to try to do them every 2 years.
Oh, wait. You look good.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations on your hard work,
Portia.
Listen, I'm trying to stay alive. So I had to do what I had to do. But I noticed over time, I looked at the photos I had taken and I thought, I want this to be different. And so I was worried about having too much going on. But then once I got there, you know, we put it all together. But I'm a very detailed person. So I wanted to stand in a certain place and I wanted things to be behind me, but around me. I don't think, and you can touch on this, I don't think people understand, you don't have to just take a picture of just yourself with a rolling pin. Like, I didn't want to do that. I did that already. I did that. And I thought, okay, I looked at some of the photos I had taken. Obviously, I liked them. But the evolution of where I was getting to and what I wanted it to look like.
Right.
Talk to me about how you feel about props.
I think props are very important in your images, but mostly because everything is now online, digital. So props, you see them once, you see them all. But I like your recent photo shoot, Portia, because I see a lot of more of you. And like you said, images, your props and stuff were in the backdrop. So I got exactly what it is that you do. But because everything is so competitive now and everybody's doing the same type of spatula in hand, rolling pin in other hand, you've seen that. But give me something different. Give me different outfits. You don't always have to be in the apron and the chef's hat or anything like that. Show me more of your personality because people are now buying from and they are more attracted to the person, your story. Like I look at your photos, immediately know that you do luxury cakes, immediately know that you like fashion, immediately know that you clean up very well, immediately know that you're professional. I see all that just by that one photo. And I'm talking about the one that you had on denim and you had the cake, the red lips. I mean, that's jazzy. That's luxury. Well,
I think
and it's called your image.
Well, I don't think people understand. You don't have to hold a whisk or a rolling pin for people to know what you do. It's about everything, all the elements that you're in or that's around you. I mean, have the whole setup. There's nothing wrong with that. Right. I just, like I said, over time, and people probably don't think this, but I hate getting my picture taken by myself. It is like one of the top five things I hate doing.
Oh, wow.
I don't mind taking a picture with people. I don't like getting my picture taken.
Okay. Well, I can't tell.
Oh, it's, let me tell you. When I tell you the first time I got my pictures taken, you know, of course I smile, I love my teeth. But Dee was like, okay, don't smile. And I'm like, that's not my look, the serious
right.
look. I look like I'm constipated. Like, it doesn't work for me. Like, I tell my other friends that are like models, like actual models, I'm like, I look like I'm going to the bathroom. Like,
oh my
the
God.
Serious face look, that's not me. But I remember Julia Roberts saying, like, if you're looking for someone for like the nude shot look or the sexy look, I remember her saying in the interview, like, that's not me. That's not my brand.
Got it.
And that stayed with me. And I was like, yeah, that's not who I am. I mean,
yeah.
You know, me tilting my head and smiling, that's the money shot for me. I'm not good with that. But I do also tell people when they get their photos taken, do three different looks.
Yes, yes.
Three, because one you won't like as much. And it's always the one that's last minute. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to throw this on. I mean, it's important to take
right
like one or two extra things that maybe you can throw on. I got smarter this time in my photo shoot. I kept the same pants on. I just changed my top out to make it go faster. Of course, I'm lucky that one of my best friends is a makeup artist. So I noticed from the last photo shoot I did, she wasn't on set with me.
Okay.
And I didn't like how they looked because I kept trying to have to touch up myself.
Yeah.
I would say another tip is have somebody go with you and tell them to look because you're not behind the lens.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I'm going to stand here, I'm going to stand here and you come behind me and you fix everything. I think people don't realize you need someone. And I told, don't be on your phone when you come. I need you to be paying attention to me because I need you to move this water bottle. Or if I stand here, you go, you know what? That mixer needs to get behind you. So it's not in the shot. You do need someone to pull your shirt down. Or that's, like I said, the last couple of pictures I took a couple of years ago, I thought, God, the picture would have been great. If someone would have just been here to just pull my shirt down a little bit or just move one piece of my hair over would have made all the difference.
And also catching the shadows. Sometimes, you know, the photographer may not see certain things, but having somebody else there can see it. And I also know, like, with branding photography, your photographer will need to get to know you. So try to look for someone if you don't know someone on an intimate level or a personal level. If they have like a survey, like a questionnaire, because you want them to get to know you and your brand and what you're going for. And especially if they have a portfolio of examples of their work.
If
you go on somebody's website and you see a lot of animals, landscape, and just maybe two or three portrait pictures, you might not want to go with that person. Seems like they might specialize in something else.
I'm glad you said that. Because some people aren't good taking pictures of objects. And then there's some people who are just good taking pictures of people. I learned that just because someone says there's a photographer doesn't mean they're going to photograph what you want them to.
I'm with you about that. Say, can you take my portrait? I'm like, I don't do portraits, but if you have a product, because it's a whole nother beast, right? You have to know skin complexion. You have to know, like you said, makeup. How can I adjust the aperture and the f-stop and the shutter speed? All that stuff plays a part of the overall image. How much light is coming into the camera and is it clashing with the makeup? I need to make some adjustments. Is the lipstick too bright? If so, let me choose a backdrop that will complement the overall look of this person that I'm taking a picture of. So I'm not ready to even, I may not even get into that part of photography, but products and desserts and stuff, I got you. But portraits,
So you want to be a
person specialized in it.
There's a niche in food and product photography I don't think people understand. It's a whole nother thing. I mean, I have several people that I know here in Dallas that are photographers. I'm very blessed to know a million of them. I mean, D. Lacey's the only one that can actually take a photo of me. He made that very clear. And I didn't want to get in trouble. So, you know, I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm okay with that because he knows my personality. Mm-hmm. When I first took a picture, he was like, Portia, do this. And I was just like, I did it. I was like afraid to move my body. And then, like you said, it was like, I'm going to fold my arms and have the whisk. I mean, and that's common. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do tell people when you do your outfits, like you said, we want some personality.
Yep.
And your product should have personality as well. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind a good cake picture on the surface, you know, like on the counter surface. I mean, I've moved, so my natural light that I once had, I don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I had to change it up. But I also feel like when you take a good picture on your counter and it's clean, it gives people a sense of who you are too. I mean, from the background. So yep. I get it.
Yep. And I was the picture that I sent you was just a picture of me sitting in a chair. It had nothing. Yeah. I wasn't holding up camera.
Right.
I was literally sitting in the chair and I had my cheetah print on because I love animal print. So like you said, bring stuff that represents you as well. It's okay to have your logo shirt and the apron and all that, but show me something else. Show me who you are. Who are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think the pictures you take of your cakes, mm-hmm. they tell you who you are. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people understand like what's translating on film. Yeah. Case in point, if mm-hmm. you don't have a bra on, like I don't have on one right now, and you're doing your videos, it translates like, oh, she doesn't like to wear a bra. I'm not saying that's a negative thing.
Right.
But if your background's not clean, people look at that type of stuff like, oh, sure, her house isn't clean. I mean, I'm not saying your house isn't clean. We know you're right. in the kitchen, but that's the perception yes. yep. that you give people from your photos. Yep, so if you just take a good, clean photo, mm-hmm. that's what comes across that you, yep. like you said, that you took the time, that you wanted your work to look the best exactly. that it could.
Exactly. And I've seen a lot of people that take the photos directly in their kitchen. There's no backdrop, but what they do is they blur yeah. out the backdrop. There's nothing wrong with that. I think those are Bitsy Cakes does that a lot. Mm-hmm. I love her images. Then I know some people that just have a plain foam board. Dollar Tree was how much it costs now. And then there's some that actually have, like, I have a dedicated station now, but it wasn't always like that.
Some people don't have the space. I will say, one of the things, I love photography. When I was young, I had a camera. That's one thing I've always loved to do. I love taking pictures of people and like city landscapes. I love that. But one thing I will say is you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and they have the flooring, like the adhesive flooring. If you have something small, like a cupcake or a cake pop or cakesicles, they're 97 cents. You literally can just lay it down. And mine wasn't even like that. Mine was just a slab. And I just laid it down and took pictures from above. They even have stuff like that at Dollar General now or Dollar Store. You can buy. Go get you a clear poster board, girl.
Now, let me say something about, because I've been seeing a lot of people on social media making their own backdrop using the sticker cutout like that. And I want to comment so bad on some of those posts, but you have to be very careful with those types of surfaces.
I've seen them, yes.
Because some of them are shiny. You don't want the shiny one. You want the matte look. So this one it looks like paper. The other ones, I don't have one around because I don't use them. But you got to be very careful with the ones that you choose. You want one with the matte finish, not the shiny Subway towel like you have in your actual kitchen. You don't want that one in your photos because you get the right angle or the wrong angle and that's going to glare. It's going to glare in your photos. And so the concept is amazing. Like I said, I've been there, done that. And obviously I keep it around. You want to be careful on what you're choosing as your backdrop. Make your own for sure, but make sure you find the right material for it so it won't mess up your photos.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I had to change. The ring light isn't always the best thing mm-hmm. for lighting. I have soft boxes also. Mm-hmm. So I think that I would tell people, practice your angles. Move around. It's not just straight on. Go to the side. Go to the top. Like, play with it, like you said, because you don't want the same picture of the same thing. You really wasted it. And why do you still have 20 pictures of just that one cupcake just sitting there? I think people underestimate details. People want to see those things. You created it, so you should.
Yeah. And then that gives you more content too, you know? that just gives you more content to show your detail, to show the work. If there's special type of stenciling, get that. Get the whole image of the cake and then get a close-up just of the side of the stenciling.
Yes.
So just don't think one way, just snap the photo and that's it. No, like Portia said, you got to get at the side, the angle, the flat lay, the 45-degree angle, the straight-on shot, on a cupcake, on a cake stand, off the cake stand, all types of things to create multiple looks of that same product.
It's key. I'm going to say this. I only say this to my, and forgive me, but I'm going to give you the best example to get in there. If you're taking vagina content is what I call it. If you're getting up in there, Monique, you just get up in there. It's the same thing. You're trying to get in there. Really show something, you're trying to get in there. It's the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking those type of pictures for OnlyFans, I mean, it's that's what I call it. I call it vagina content.
Yep.
Get in there.
Yeah, get all angles. I mean, you get more money when you do that, I guess.
I don't know, but I'm saying I'm single, so
Yeah, I'm saying I can say that, huh?
You can't, but if you're even trying to send pictures to your significant other, you're trying to, you need to get in there. You don't want to just take a picture. Just that's it. You gotta
get all the possible angles.
Get in there and get all those angles. That's why I'm saying this.
Yeah. Same thing. Same concept. It's relatable to any industry.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, tell me how many courses you offer online.
Okay. So I have the dessert photography course.
Okay.
Using your smartphone. I'm about to change the structure, and I'm also going to re-record the class. It's been 4 years now. But it's the dessert photography course, which is the platinum package, which includes the natural light photography and the night portion. It talks about flat lay and logo placement. Logo placement is so important in y'all images, y'all. I cannot stress this enough. Do not slap your logo right there.
Right on the front.
The cartoon character girl. Do you want me to see your logo or do you want me to see your product? Well, somebody going to steal my image. Well, with AI nowadays, they can steal anything. So that's not a concern of mine. Yeah. And I tell you why. Here's a little nugget. If I really wanted to take legal action, someone steals my work. Every photo that I take has my copyright attached to it, even if it's through my smartphone, because I upload my images through Lightroom and Lightroom automatically puts my metadata on it, which says who this photo belongs to, copywritten to Monique Millender at Gotta Have Cake and Mini Maggie's Desserts. It has my phone number and my mailing address, my P.O. box attached to my image. So if I really wanted to take legal action, I can prove to you that that's my photo. So that's number one. And then when I put my logo on my images, my logo is typically right at the base of the product or at the corner. So if someone wanted to steal my work, that's fine, but guarantee you can't produce it like I did. I see that all the time. People stealing other people's photos and passing it on as their work.
I don't know why people, let me tell you, I get it. I've had people do that in the past when I started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's age. I don't know if it's experience. But let me tell you, let them steal it. There's no way they can reproduce it. I used to have a student, I'm not going to name their names, that they would post pictures that they found online and they would say, I can do this. I can produce this. I said, well, then produce it.
Exactly.
Why are you waiting for someone to order it? Just produce it. Because really, in the long run, you really can't. I mean, so people want to steal your work. There's nothing you can do about it. I literally see people like Instagram police going and commenting and tagging and making sure people know. And it's just like, who has the time or the energy to just be on the internet doing that?
And it's
ridiculous.
I haven't seen it, but I'm quite sure somebody has stolen my work. So far, so good. Cause like I said, I haven't seen it, but I can't see everything on the internet anyway. But if it comes down to it, I can take legal action if I really wanted to. But with AI, they have a way to magically take your logo away and put there. I mean, it's so crafty now.
There's so many things you can do to get rid of it. So it's like you splashing it on the front ain't gonna help nothing.
right? But please stop putting your logos like right over the image. I can see more of your logo than I can what you're trying to sell me.
Yeah.
So stop that. So that was a platinum package. And then I had it working out because a lot of people, because I work full time. And so I know how to take photos with natural light and also with soft boxes. So I teach both. Okay. And a thing that's important with soft boxes is some people just think, I recommend getting a pair. Now, in the course, I do show you how to use your ring light also as your main light. Maybe that's all you have. Like I said, use what you have. And I'm showing that and demonstrating that as well in the course. But I also recommend to get pair too, because you want one on either side of your product. But just because you have your light steady at all times on the same location around your product does not mean you would get the same image, because you have to take into consideration how is are you doing an all white cake. Then that white, the light hitting your all white cake is going to overdo it, right? So you want to learn how to adjust your lighting around your main subject. So if I have a white cake, I don't want to put my light source so close. I might want to back it up a little bit. So I teach you about the different angles or placement for your soft boxes. So I have everything in one big package, or you can purchase the natural light separately and the night photography separately, depending on the time of the day that you normally take your pictures.
Yeah.
Then I also have a course that I just came out with last year in October. It's called Faux Buttercream Masterclass. And I love to teach. I love what I do. So what I needed very quickly was a way to teach immediately. Hold on one second. I needed a way to teach immediately. So I created this course. These are fake cupcakes.
Yes.
So I teach you how to make the cake base and the buttercream. These are perfect for vendor events. For me, teaching.
Oh, yeah.
For vendor events, if you wanted a buttercream look type of cake, like this one in the backdrop, it looks like buttercream. It's not buttercream. So I teach how to do those, because some people say, you know, I want to do vendor events, bridal shows, but, you know, people put their hand in the buttercream trying to see if it's a real cake and you're in the buttercream because you're actually using real buttercream. I could throw this in the car and put a seatbelt around it. Nothing's happening.
That's the thing. It's a display. I don't think people understand that. Like, you don't want to. If you want to have cupcakes out for a display, the fake ones are the best.
That's fake. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go build. I mean, this cake is plain and simple. If I wanted, this is a display, but if I'm trying to sell this, this could be replicated easily. My real cake will look just like this.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to make things believable as well, because if you're advertising it, people are going to want to buy what they see. So make it believable as well.
I have a whole course point.
on how to make those types of cakes. And then let me see. Then just recently I did a course on Valentine's Day staging course. That course ends. Well, I'm going to close enrollment on the 30th of this month. The 31st of this month. And what I noticed is that a lot of people, when they're trying to make sales for Valentine's Day, they have beautiful products, they have beautiful packaging, they have beautiful packages and stuff like that. But the image is like, I don't want to buy that. It's not cute. The composition that you're using is not cute. The image that you're using is not cute. You have too many props and too many things in one image. So this course just teaches you how to do very basic. No prop, but get the image of your photo. And if you wanted to stage this thing, like one of the things that I taught in class is part of the props, but it was chocolate covered strawberries. I'm thinking, what also can I add to chocolate covered strawberries to help paint the whole picture? I want to tell a story of these chocolate covered strawberries. I just added a glass of wine in the bag as a prop. So if you wanted to play on storytelling in your images and and painting, you know, a whole mood, then I'm teaching you what elements to think about that'll help tie the overall story of your main product.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Use what we have on our phones. I think a lot of us pay for these apps and things, and we don't utilize what we have. But well, thank you, Monique.
Thank
I know this is going to help someone Tell us what your website is, or I know it's on here on the screen, but for people just listening, obviously, tell us where they can find you.
Okay, you can find me at www.gottahavecake.com or Instagram. I'm mostly on Instagram. I'm on Facebook too, but Instagram, get my love. So I am Gotta Have Cake on Instagram. And because you all are subscribed to this podcast, which I know you are, and if you're not, you need to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You can take 50% off on the dessert photography course using the code PK.
Well, thank you.
50% off.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, thank you so much for your time and your energy and your knowledge coming on here today. It was my pleasure. So everyone, make sure you go check out Monique. And Monique, tell everyone where you're located.
I am in the DMV area, which is DC, Virginia, Maryland area. I stay in Virginia.
Okay. So everybody knows where she's at. So she's an East Coast girl. So yes. Thank you everyone for joining the PK Project podcast. And thank you again, Monique.
Thank you, Portia.